I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to this. Person shot at a pro-life clinic. We'll get to that and everything else and some emails and stuff. And 877-377-4373 if you want to talk about the kids. You're not going to believe. I got to get something off my chest, though. You're not going to believe. I forgot to tell you this. You're not going to believe what the wife pulled on Friday night. Get this. It was almost divorceable. This is what she pulled. We decided we were going out on Friday night to a concert. Billy Joel concert. We'll get to that in a minute. Decided we're going out to a concert. There were four other couples. Four couples total. So there's eight people. We rented a big bus so we could all go together. Or not a big bus, a little short bus. But we rented a little short bus so we could all go together and drive downtown. And then we had dinner reservations at a restaurant that was real close to where they were putting the concert on. So we go in, we sit down at the restaurant, little Mexican joint. Now, again, there are eight of us. They had to put two tables together, so there were four on one table, four on the other table. You picturing this? And I sit down, waitress comes by asking for drink orders and whatnot, and we all give them our drink orders, and I tell the waitress, hey, I need two orders of queso, chips and queso, please. Two orders of chips. Of course, two orders of chips and queso. So, waitress goes, gets the drinks, gets the queso, comes on back, sets just like she should have, one bowl of queso on my side, one bowl of queso on the other table. You still with me? Well, the other table, I don't know whether they hadn't had lunch that day. I don't know whether they just had simple impulse control problems. I don't know. Look, I'm not here to judge. I'm not judging anybody. I don't know what the reasons were. But they proceed to just hoover up this queso like Kamala in a job interview. They're just destroying this queso. They drain the queso in 5 minutes. The wife, who's sitting over by me and we're all sitting over there, we're talking. Of course, I'm dipping some chips in queso. I'm not a savage. The wife, she looks over at their queso, and you know what she says? On my freaking life. You know what she says? Oh, hey, you guys are out of queso. We have more down here, and actually picks it up and attempts to hand it over. And I came unglued. I said, no. No, we actually don't have more down here. That's our queso. And then she was mortified that I wouldn't share. I don't know what her problem is. I don't know what her, I didn't speak. I haven't spoken to her since. Honestly, we haven't talked. All right. Elderly pro-life volunteer in Michigan shot after a heated conversation. Who's that person who's been telling you about stochastic terrorism? About how we're sandwiched? About how the leaders at the top continue to call us enemies of the state, Nazi extremists, Christo-fascists, white supremacists, and the vile street scum at the bottom. Well, they listen.
And these so-called extremist leaders are passing laws to criminalize these folks. Passing laws to punish women.
And what we see again with this MAGA Republican agenda is an effort to disrupt our democracy. So whether it be through November and beyond November, I think it will always be important to call out any effort there is to destroy, essentially destroy the United States of America. It is a danger to our democracy. It is a danger to our way of life.
How did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on?
They're being very purposeful with how they speak. Believe me, the intention is, if the FBI doesn't come for you, Antifa does. They understand full well the level of despicable, violent degeneracy at their base. The communist always has. That's why he's using them. He'll use them. He'll use them to hurt you. He'll use them to solidify his power. But then, of course, in the end, they'll all be tossed out. Chad in Vermont, spanking your kids. Go.
Hey, Billy Joel's better than Celine Dion, my friend. That's an improvement. But just a quick shot to the backside when they're younger, and then the look. And then as they get older, the look only, it, you know, does it enough.
I think that's probably what happened in our house. Honestly, there wasn't like this moment. I would guess they were 5 or 6, and they weren't often spankings. It was just, you know, talk about it, a little whap on the rear end. But we just kind of stopped, and it's not like we had a discussion about stopping it. We just kind of stopped. We just didn't have to anymore. We just don't have to. All right. 877-377-4373. Let's address something here real quick. Jesse, with the election of that Italian dime and the fact that the show is an international hit, what, Chris? Maybe it's time for a Hottest Woman in Politics International Edition. One, that's immature. Two, we'll consider it. All right, we'll discuss it after the show. Three, let's actually talk about this Italian woman who got elected. Now, let me be very, very clear about something. I don't know anything about Italian politics. Nothing. For all I knew, it was just one big pizza-making contest, and whoever won, that's who they made prime minister. I even speak a little Italian into that, Chris. I do. A pepperoni. That's what? That's how they say it. Yeah, it is. Anyway. Chris is just jealous because he doesn't speak it. Anyway, what I hear about this woman is she ran on a platform of God, family, country. What I hear from this woman is, now I don't know. I don't know her. Right? She could be the Antichrist for all I know. What I hear from this woman is she believes the Navy should blockade the migrants pouring from Northern Africa into Italy. And what I hear is this. All of the most despicable people and despicable publications on the planet, all of them, they all complained about her and called her far right. I mean, this headline right here, Italy set to elect right-wing Euroskeptic prime minister. They all are horrified by her. So here's what I will say. Remember when I talk about Trump, what do I call him a lot? What was Trump? Trump was a system disruptor. When systems become large and corrupted and rotted, and this has happened throughout history, inevitably, because so many people are unhappy with it, a system disruptor will rise. The people will call for one, and there will eventually be one who rises. And Donald Trump is one. Now, do keep in mind, they're still destroying Donald Trump. System disruptors normally have a very rough go of it, and that's the ones they don't kill. Normally, corrupt systems just flat out kill them. But you're going to see, because of Western civilizations, this goes beyond America, remember. Western countries in general, they're all a bunch of globalist communist scum now. They all hate their own nation, or in the very least, don't have any love for it. They only serve each other and the billionaire elite class. They don't give a crap about you. Because of that, there is, and the degeneracy part of it. All that endless degeneracy part of it. It is so distasteful to so many of the citizens in Western nations that now so many people, they want something better. They want something different. Because of that, people like Donald Trump will keep rising. Remember, we already had Trump, and we'd still have him. I shouldn't say he's gone, but we already had a Trump. But even once Trump is gone, whether he wins re-election, loses re-election, whatever the case may be, there will be another after him and another after him and another after him. And this Italian, that you're seeing the same thing happen in Europe. These movements are beginning to rise up where there will be system disruptors that come up and they speak in ways the elite don't want anyone to speak, and the people will prop them up and say, save us, save Italy, or Italia, or whatever those people call it over there, Chris. A pepperoni. Anyway, they want somebody. They want somebody different. Now, again, I don't know this woman from Adam. I don't know Italian politics. I'm not going to sit here and act like I do. But I do know this. When I see the things they're printing about her today, and I see her talking about things like all the endless LGBTQ stuff, when I hear her talk about things like God, stopping illegal immigration, you know what I thought, honestly? I know this is a little dark. I thought, somebody better pray for that woman's safety. And that's a fact. Now, speaking of America and patriotism, let's talk about shrimp. I know that's an odd segue, but just hear me out here, because I didn't know this at all. This is a bummer for me. You know that 95% of the shrimp you eat, 95% of the shrimp consumed in the United States of America, it's from overseas. Oftentimes, you know, there's no stamp on the shrimp. Oftentimes, it's from countries like Vietnam. It's from communist countries. It's a problem I didn't know existed. Remember, we're always finding out new industries that have been taken over. You know Biloxi Shrimp Co. right here in Mississippi? Right here in Mississippi, I know the owners. They're wonderful people. They have all kinds of options where they will sell you American shrimp pulled right out of the Mississippi Gulf. They will deliver it to your front door. It is incredible shrimp, American shrimp, and they employ Americans. Buy American shrimp, please. If you're going to buy shrimp, buy American. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. Buy American. Buy Biloxi. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can send your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all of those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep in mind, we are not in the middle of a pendulum swing. Oh, they've taken it too far. Yes, yes, we are going to win tons of seats in the midterms. That is not a pendulum swing back the other way when they still control every single other part of our culture. We are not in a pendulum swing. That doesn't mean we can't ever take it back. Remember, the two L's are how we take the country back, legal and local. That's how we take the country back. But don't be under this impression that they're getting ready to moderate. Listen to the reception Nancy Pelosi gets. Nancy Pelosi, one of the most vile left-wingers we've had in a long time. To her base, she's some weird moderate who deserves shouted out. Those aren't right-wingers. Those are left-wingers. What's happening in the Democratic Party right now, what has already happened, is a radicalization that is beyond frightening. Beyond frightening. Nancy Pelosi, wrap your mind around this, how wild this is. 10, 15 years from now, you will look at the Democrats who are in charge of Congress and Senate, and you'll say to yourself, man, I remember the days Nancy Pelosi was there. She wasn't near this bad. Can you believe you'll be saying those words? You will. You will. We're not dealing with the pendulum swing. We're dealing with the demonic monster that is getting bigger and stronger and more aggressive by the day. He's not about to start shrinking. Not at all. Todd, St. Louis, go.
When you started talking about what would happen if the FBI in Texas had a face-off, they cut the feed in St. Louis for over 2 minutes. We couldn't hear anything.
That's not good. That's not good at all. Robert in Tennessee, go.
I wanted to bring some humor. humor into the discourse tonight. My father lied about his age when he was 17 and joined the Air Force. They placed him as an infantryman, radio. He made it through the Chosin Reservoir, and he used to always tell me, son, you are in this world to work and to suffer, and the sooner you get used to it, the better off you'll be. His friend told me one time when they were on a truck and they stopped at a little roadside restaurant, and they wouldn't feed them. They were near North Korea. And my dad took a 50 caliber machine gun and raised the place to the ground and said, if we don't eat, nobody eats.
I have personally seen such things in Iraq as well. I have personally seen such things more than once. That's just the way it goes. You gotta be careful with yourself out there. That's the way it goes. People, because we love, and we should, because we love the veterans who fought for this country, our love for them makes us look at all of them like they're all Captain America, right? They're all perfectly polite and perfect teeth, and they say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and it. Combat's rough, and rough men are needed for combat. That's what wins wars. Jesse, he's asking about the book I'm writing. Is it a book about cheese? I bet it's about cheese. It's probably titled something like In Queso Emergency. It is not about cheese, although that is a brilliant title. And if I ever do write a book about cheese, rest assured I will steal your title for myself and give you no credit whatsoever. Because once again, kids, remember, there's no limit to what you can accomplish. None. When you are willing to steal other people's work and take credit for it. That's been a motto of mine for a long time, Chris. Jesse, I'm a nurse of 30 years. I knew this vaccine was poison since day one. I saw it and continue to see it with my own eyes. I live in a deep blue state. 99% of the medical staff around me is vaccine brainwashed. They're blindly on their fifth shot questioning nothing. I'm a sly communicator. I've changed a few minds by just asking people questions. She's talking about printing articles and leaving them around. The guided discovery can be a hopeful thing. Remember, even that robot cousin of yours who's a communist, even he can be unplugged if we take it slowly. Well, hopefully he can be unplugged. Now, before we get on to the emails and before we get on to actually what's happening at Pfizer and our children in America, maybe being more corrupt than everyone else.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's again reference the Atlanta Fed chief admitting the U.S. economy needs to feel the pain of a recession. Not only are you feeling this right now because the destruction is intentional, they are openly admitting we are causing a recession. That's why they're jacking interest rates up through the roof. They're doing that because hyperinflation, the complete loss of value of the American dollar, is actually, they're correct about this, is actually much worse than a recession. But they are announcing to you over and over and over again, it's bad. It's going to be bad. It's really bad. Please tell me you've taken some steps. Do you have 3 months worth of food for yourself and your family? Every individual who lives in your home needs an emergency 3-month food kit. Every single one. My Patriot Supply has them already packaged and ready to go. If it's just you living alone, just get one, right? You don't have to get 30 years worth, but you need 3 months worth. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com right now. That gets you $250 off your order. It ships fast. It ships free. They have all the great ratings they do for a reason. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, I have this thing. It's been bothering me. Just stay with me for a second. It's been bothering me a lot. It's been bothering me since COVID. Now, just let me get this off my chest. It's been a heavy show anyway, so might as well just lay it out there. This thing is this. I love my country. I love it so much, I would die for it. I am so blessed to be here. I know. I've read history books. I've seen other parts of the world. I know how blessed we are endlessly to live here. And I've always known this. And maybe I was naive or stupid or maybe things changed. I don't know. But I've always believed that most Americans feel like I do. I just believe they did. They love the country and understood why they loved the country. If you asked me why I loved America, man, I could give you a laundry list of reasons. It wouldn't be difficult. I could just spout a whole bunch off the top of my lips and you'd say, oh yeah, I get it. And then COVID came. And I'll get to the Pfizer stuff in a second, but then COVID came. And when it was first announced that we were going to do 15 days to slow the spread, just shut down America for 15 days, not only did I recoil in horror, I thought everyone would recoil in horror. I just thought that would be the American response, right? The land of the free? What, are you an idiot? We're not shutting down the country for 15 days. What? I thought that would be almost universal. Instead, I was in a tiny minority. Maybe you were there with me, but it was a tiny minority. And it was such a revealing moment. And then I watched as that turned into a month, as it turned into vax requirements, as it turned into this. I watched, obviously not every American, not at all. But I watched such a shockingly high percentage of them just go along with it all. And combine this with the fact Donald Trump was absolutely screwed over for 4 years from within his own government. Russian collusion investigations, 2 sham impeachments, endless lies. And honestly, this hurts me to say, I emerged at the end of Trump's presidency thinking to myself, man, we are actually just a really corrupt late stage republic, and it's not more complicated than that. We're Rome with the buildings coming down. And I saw this today. Pfizer and BioNTech submit application to the U.S. FDA for emergency authorization of a vaccine booster in children 5 to 11 years old. And it hit me again. European countries that I've spent my whole life making fun of, calling them quasi-socialists. Oh, those stupid European socialists. They don't even offer this for 5 to 11-year-olds. Many cases, they flat out ban them. America is just about to once again approve an authorization for them. And it hit me so hard that we are more corrupt and more rotted than the quasi-socialist European countries we've grown up making fun of, or at least I've grown up making fun of. And man, I'll tell you what, that stings. That stings. That hurts. All right, Pat, Massachusetts. Go, boss.
Jesse?
Yes, ma'am?
Jesse, I want to tell you your political history about Donald Trump is totally wrong.
Well, are you going to elaborate, Pat, or what?
Yes. Donald Trump was not the same candidate. He ran against Pat Buchanan in, it was 1992 or 1996, and he was not America First. He was not anti-immigrant. He was totally against Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan was the pro-America candidate then. So check on your history. Trump has not been the same candidate that he is now. He was not like this 20 years ago.
Well, that may be fair when it comes to the Buchanan race. I was more speaking about America's trade deals, how America deals with China. Remember when invading Iraq was the hot deal? I know because I was there. When invading Iraq was the hot deal, and you were made to be some kind of anti-American, America-hating patriot piece of, or America-hating piece of trash if you didn't support it. Trump was loudly against it in the media even back then. Now, have his political views changed over the years? Some of them, sure. So I'll accept that correction. When I say something wrong, I'll absolutely accept it. But overall, I'm talking about his trade deal stuff, his China stuff. He's been speaking out against China for decades as China decimated America's manufacturing. And remember, what really elected Trump, and look, this is an opinion, were two things. One, immigration. The media freaked out about it. But Republicans have always, because they're low T, Republicans have always been too afraid to ever address immigration. Even if they address it, you'll get some kind of weenie hedging. Oh, I think we should secure our border. I mean, but then maybe we can deal with the people who are here. If we secure the border first, no one can simply say what a normal nation would do. Let's secure the border and deport every illegal immigrant. That's a basic, that's a normal stance. You can't find a Republican to say that. So finally, Trump stands up, running for president, and says, the Mexicans, they're sending drugs and crime, which every American with a brain knows is 100% true. It was such a breath of fresh air to hear somebody say it. That was a big part of his election. And Donald Trump spoke to the American blue-class working man who has watched. See, this is something people don't understand, especially people in large urban areas. Like, I live in the Houston area, and you go downtown Houston, you hang out with these guys, they don't see it. Man, working-class American towns in the Rust Belt have been emptied and gutted and turned into drug-ridden, overdose-ridden dumps because of what we did by shipping all of our manufacturing, all of our jobs over to China. And just because all the media is made in New York or L.A. or Atlanta or Washington, D.C., these gigantic urban centers, you know, when you're in one, you can't see outside of it. When you're in one, you can't see the pain and misery. All the media is made there, so that never becomes a major issue on the campaign trail. Oh, the working guy, he probably has a lunch pail. Ha, what a dirtball. Who cares about him? But if that's your existence, if you're in a town, a coal town in West Virginia, and you go from being a town of 10,000 people who are middle class, making ends meet, kids have new shoes on and a couple gifts at Christmas time, and 5 years later, your town is a town of 2,000 people, crime-ridden, with a new guy overdosing every single night, you're going to look around and you're going to want answers as to what happened. And Trump has been speaking about that, very much to his credit, for a very, very, very long time, about emptying America's manufacturing onto the shores of a country that hates us. That's one of the most amazing things about it. And Bush was dreadful about this. Bush was one of the worst about this. Obama wasn't any better. Obviously, we know Biden. Which Bush, Chris? Oh, they both sucked. It doesn't matter. None of that matters now. When it comes to trade and things like that, they were terrible in hindsight. Absolutely terrible. But, hey, been happening for a while. All right. There's been a lot of talk about Planned Parenthood tonight and this pro-life guy and all this stuff is in the news right now as pro-life centers get firebombed and pro-life activists get attacked. $28. You know what $28 buys you? $28 allows Preborn, the organization Preborn, it allows them to provide one free ultrasound for a young lady. Do you know the percentages of women who get an ultrasound before they get an abortion? The percentages of them who then choose life, they're staggeringly high. Once you see that baby in your womb, even as a scared young lady, you keep it. That's how it works. Preborn, they set up outside Planned Parenthood. They set up in the most pro-abortion areas and they offer that young lady a $28 ultrasound. $28. They have given me a goal of saving 5,000 lives. It's not my goal. It's our goal. Can we get 20? Can we get 5,000 $28 donations? Your $28 donation saves a life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and choose life. 5,000 of them. 5,000 lives saved for $28 a piece. Preborn.com/Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I did get this one. I thought I should bring it up. Jesse, I have no idea why you ignore this war in Ukraine. It is such an atrocity. Well, let me tell you something. I do not trust anybody anymore. And let me explain what I mean by this. War in Ukraine. Okay, so Russia, they decide on their own that they're going to invade Ukraine. Okay, well, that's pretty scummy. They decide to start wrecking a bunch of people's lives and taking over Ukraine. Okay, very scummy. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like bullies. But then I get a bunch of lies and propaganda, and it makes me uncomfortable. When I see Zelensky on award shows, it makes me uncomfortable. When I see a very corrupt American regime, both parties constantly sending endless amounts of taxpayer money and weaponry to Ukraine, it makes me uncomfortable. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm saying I don't understand what I'm seeing right now, but it makes me uncomfortable. When I see every single card-carrying communist in this country, all of a sudden, the most pro-Ukraine person in the world, it doesn't bring me to a conclusion, but it makes me uncomfortable. I feel horrible for the people in Ukraine who have died, who've had their lives ended. Can you imagine being invaded by a hostile foreign power? That would suck. At the same time, I'm not comfortable. When I see, I think it was CBS. Maybe that was wrong. But one of the major publications, I'm almost positive it was CBS, they went over there to Ukraine and they did a report. And the report was that only 30% of the weapons we're sending are actually making it into the hands of troops. Now, that report is alarming, but that wasn't the most alarming thing. The most alarming thing was this. Immediately, there was so much outrage from within the system. CBS retracted the article and retracted the report and basically said, oh, I guess we were screwed up. We didn't understand what was going on. That makes me uncomfortable. The reason I don't talk Russia-Ukraine is I don't know what I'm looking at, but I know it makes me uncomfortable. The extent of my Russia-Ukraine care is this. I hope the poor Ukrainian civilians who have had their lives ruined and in some cases ended, I hope they see justice. That is the end of my thoughts on Russia-Ukraine. That whole mess makes me extremely uncomfortable. And the more I talk to people who are knee-deep involved in it, it only makes me more and more uncomfortable. Now, a couple things before we get to headlines I didn't get to. One, buy something nice for your feet and buy something nice for your spouse's feet. MyPillow has a deal on all their footwear. I already know you know about MyPillow footwear. You can get their stuff, slippers, slides, sandals, as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. You're not going to have another deal like that this year, I don't think. Certainly not on their footwear with all the different deals they rotate through. May I suggest the sandals definitely aren't going to expire or go bad by Christmas. Might not hurt to knock out a little Christmas shopping. Every dad wants a set of moccasins or my slippers. Everyone. Get yourself a set of slides, set of sandals while they're on sale. Save yourself some friggin' money, which we all need to do right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials promo code Jesse. If for no other reason than to thank Mike Lindell, who's currently under attack by the FBI. Surely we can show some appreciation there. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? All right, now before I get to headlines, I wanted to get to Couple things. One, John Fetterman was speaking again, and I can't believe I didn't get to it earlier.
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
He's doing so well. Here's more Fetterman.
You didn't have a doctor in your life making fun of it, making light of it, or telling you that you're not fit to be served. Can you describe a stroke and what's happened? So I use the example. So pretend I want to go to Wegmans.
Today, Junior?
He's doing well. Now we do need to salute a hero. We already did that once on Medal of Honor Monday. We need to do it again. Remember, we talked earlier about the FBI. And we said, when it's gotten this bad, we will either disband the organization or there will be a mass revolt from within the organization to purge all the bad and change the culture. Or it will end the country. It will. So when someone steps up, bravely steps up and risks everything, they deserve a salute and always will get one on this show. FBI Special Agent Steve Friend. There's an article here from Miranda Devine in the New York Post. 12-year veteran of the FBI. He refused. He finally stepped up and refused to continue going after these January 6 people. Quote, I have an oath to uphold the Constitution. Steve Friend is somebody we should all admire, one, and two, say a prayer for tonight. Of course, he was forced to give up his gun and badge for speaking out about the corruption of the system. I will reach out to you if we ever hear back. We're going to try to reach out to Steve Friend to see. I know he's going through legal troubles and stuff like that. What can we do to help? Does he need help with the legal stuff? Is he going to need? Obviously, he's going to need a post-FBI career and things like that. I don't know if he's interested in that. I don't want to speak for him or put words in his mouth. But this is not somebody we're just going to do a one-off and then say, hey, good luck, Steve. We need to start not only honoring these people who step up, making sure they're taken care of, not just out of appreciation, but so others do the same.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden administration launches Environmental Justice Office. Environmental Justice. In case you're wondering what it means is Jesse was right about everything once again. There aren't separate communist groups. It's all just communism. There are separate brands so they can bring in more malcontents from different areas. Of course, environmentalism and the whole racial insanity in this country. Of course, those two are going to merge. Why? They all believe the same thing. Planned Parenthood scrubs preborn heartbeat milestone from the site. Well, one of the great things about Roe versus Wade being overturned on top of all the babies' lives that were saved, people thought it would make the right look radical and extreme. It has really proven that Planned Parenthood and, frankly, the entire Democrat Party, they just frankly believe they should be allowed to kill babies. It's not more complicated than that. They believe if a baby's inconvenient, they should be allowed to kill it. Pfizer won't share COVID vaccines with independent researchers. Gee, I wonder why that is. I have no idea. Biden's CDC awarded millions in tax dollars to Soros-funded nonprofit that's suing DeSantis over Martha's Vineyard flights. I've said this before. It's not just we have so many forces against us. It's that we are paying for virtually all of them with our tax money. It's amazing. All right. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We will be back once again to entertain the masses, Chris. The deleterious consequences, Chris. That's the name of our band, all right? I'll write some new songs for it as the front man. We'll see if Chris gets kicked out. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.